the move. On the move. Long live revolution. Long live John Africa. Long live the resistance of the people that got this government backed up against a wall. And we know it. That's why the news media isn't here tonight, because history is his story. His story is the lie. This is the people's story. This is the story that despite 2020, 60 Minutes, all the wicked, vicious news media that has lied and manipulated and tried to get our brother killed, tried to turn people against Mumia, against the movement, has failed. Because if they were winning, this place would be empty. They're not here because of shame. They're not here because they cannot tell the truth. We are at war. Since when do the loser want to brag about the winner? Since when, and I'll say it again, do the loser ever brag about the winner in this government? We are victorious. When you see people around the world, and when you see a panel as, you know, as of freedom fighters, dedicated, like each and every last person up here, this is newsworthy. This is newsworthy. And we gotta pick up them phones. We gotta complain. We gotta, because I'm saying, you know, at what point do we make these people accountable? We gotta shut their lines down. I think while we're talking, that someone should get the numbers to the major media here so that they can hear from each and every last one of us. This is about work here. We got some dynamic speakers here, but we also come to work. We also come to tell you about the merits of the work that you have done. Mumia had asked me to take on the activity of pushing out his amicus briefs that was filed on his behalf, two amicus briefs. And I want to talk to you about the fear of this government. Mr. Wineglass is an excellent attorney. And because of Mr. Wineglass, you know, digging and probing and bringing up information, we were able to bring about what you see here tonight. We were able to bring about a worldwide movement through truth, through evidence that can't no man get around. Mumia is innocent based on fact. And I thank you. Mumia has stated before Judge Sable in 1982 that he had rights, and he wanted each and every last one of his rights, constitutional rights. He said, I don't want you piecemealing, taking and saying I have, that you're going to give me this much, but you're not going to give up, you know, the rest of it. Our fight has been to make sure that Mumia, every single right that this government say that he's supposed to have, we want them, and we will fight for them. Judge Yan has thrown out two amicus briefs. In fact, no, Judge Yan threw out all the amicus briefs. For people who don't know what an amicus brief is a friend of the court's brief. And it's not a friend of the district attorney, it's not a friend of the defense. And it's where lawyers look into the case or individuals look in the case and they find some lawyers to write it out, to tell the judge, we find some problems here. It could have been the district attorney who found some problems. But in the 20 years that this case has been there, they have never done an amicus brief. In 1995, two amicus briefs was done. One by the ACLU and one by the NAACP. Am I right? These two amicus briefs was accepted into record. In the year 2000, early 2000, maybe March, Two more amicus briefs was filed. The NAACP did a magnificent amicus brief on Mumia and COINTELPRO. It was so magnificent, I didn't believe that they did it. You know, for real, honesty. And this amicus brief got to the meat of the problem that was happening with Mumia and the statement that went on between him and Joseph McGill about revolution comes out the barrel of the gun or something like that. I can't remember it right off. And the ACLU filed a brief. And then two other members of the National Lawyers Guild, and who was the other one? And a National Conference of Black Lawyers filed on to these suits. They were laying there in March. And in early June, the British Parliament filed, 22 members of the British Parliament filed briefs supporting Mr. Wineglass' claim of Mumia not having proper representation and how the government took that away. These people were so messed up to see how, you know, this government just snatched Mumia's rights away, and right before you, they lied. They said Mumia was disruptive. They broke every law that there was to ensure that Mumia did not have a fair trial. The 22 members of the British Parliament wrote an amicus brief on it, filed it. I thought it was magnificent. It's available on your websites, and there's some available at the back tables and all for people to look at. What happened when they filed these amicus brief? Never before that I know of in any of the cases of Mumia did anyone come up against these amicus briefs. We were going to have a press conference, but the district attorney for the feds beat us to it. They jumped up and said that the 22 members of British Parliament had no business being in this. They're outside, you know, people that, you know, the laws that they brought into here had nothing to do with our laws. And in fact, I think they said it's 167 members of the British Parliament. You have only 22 that stood up and filed this. If it was only one that stood up and that one told the truth, what the hell do 166 got to do who ain't said nothing? And in fact, United States law, United States law is based on British law. So what are they talking about? Right after that, another magnificent amicus brief was filed. It was filed by the Chicano organization. It was magnificent. They exposed a plot, a plan. They exposed a conspiracy to commit cold-blooded premeditated murder of Mumia Abu-Jamal. A backroom conference in chambers with the lawyer, the district attorney, and Mumia's attorney conspired in this back room to, and it's in record, you know, where they conspired to actually set it up so Mumia could be removed from the courtroom. They set it up, they removed witnesses. Mr. Wineglass told you about all the removals and all the things that was, you know, wasn't added into the case. Well, the lawyer was a part of this. I don't want to go into too many details because time is short. But Mumia, you know, when the second brief was filed, and Judge Yan did something that astonished a lot of lawyers, he threw the amicus brief out. I talked with a lot of lawyers, and they would say it was unheard of, you know. This was lawyers' talk. And also, being that that was something that was unheard of, and of the amicus filers, am I pronouncing that right, amicus or amici? Amicus? Oh, all right, I'm getting good. The amicus brief. Getting good now. The amicus brief that was thrown out by Judge Yan was something I said that, you know, lawyers said don't happen. So the amicus filers did something that don't usually happen. They filed up to the Third Circuit Appellate Court and to demand that the evidence be put back before Judge Yon, and that they it also be added into record. Well, we were told that, you know, it wouldn't work. But at this particular point, I'm cutting it short because I got 5 minutes. But I want people to do something, you know, that is very important. When they filed up to the Third Circuit Appellate Court, they wrote back to the lawyers and they wanted them to justify this position. And the position is very easily justified. Because in any criminal case, you have the right to appeal things that are done wrong in a case. In extreme and unusual circumstances, this is their law, I didn't write it. In extreme and unusual circumstances, you can file up to the appellate case beforehand. Now, how extreme and unusual when lawyers say, you know, I never heard of an amicus brief being thrown out like that. Judge never read it. How extreme and unusual is it? It's not really extremely unusual that these crooked behind judges do the things that they do, but to be caught worldwide, you know. In other words, we got these suckers around the throat. We got them around the throat. Judge Yon's responsibility is to hear evidence from Mr. Wineglass. And Mr. Wineglass can prove Mumia innocent beyond anybody's reasonable doubt. His job also is to accept into evidence all that Mr. Wineglass had brought before him. And I'm saying it's his job to accept it because it is acceptable. It's law. It's right. But this man, before it can even get to him, Mr. Wineglass' brilliance, the two amicus briefs, which is also evidence because it comes from court transcripts, which makes it evidence. He threw it out. So what kind of chance do we have before this man? I'm saying we got one hell of a chance because we are exposing him beforehand. We must demand uncompromisingly that this man do what's right. I was in Washington with Danny Glover, several other, and some politicians, and fighting for the life of Brother Shaka Sankofa. We went around to congressmen. We had a press conference on the outside, and my dearly beloved brother, Hurricane Carter, flew from Canada down to Washington and did a speaking engagement, something like this, about our Brother Shaka Sankofa. But this diabolical, filthy, nasty, murderous motherfucking government killed my brother. They killed my brother despite evidence. And what I'm saying to you, we ain't gonna have no judge playing no goddamn games with Mumia's life. We're not playing no games here. We have got to stand up right now. We have got to make lawmakers accountable. Anytime we have the power amongst us to shut down the entire West Coast, the longshoremen, anytime we got the power that sits here and here, we are not without, we are with power to turn this motherfucker out, to end this and end it now. At what point? We are at war here. We are at war. No more casualties. All those who say we believe in justice, whether you're getting paid or not getting paid, it's time to come to the front line and say, damn it, stop. Stop it now. And we must set a date for this. Stop it now. We have had people who have been beaten, locked up, thrown in jail for demanding justice. I think it's time that people who are getting paid and people who have power and all, that if one of them get beat, I'll just use an example, someone from the SCLC, the NAACP, Bishop Desmond Tutu, the mayor of France, and all the prime minister, everybody who say that Mumia is innocent, it's time to come to the front line, come to Washington where it can be stopped, and refuse to move, refuse to move. Judge Yon has drawn the line. Mr. Wineglass is brilliant. He brought before you a case that can't nobody get around. Judge Yon is a fool.